What's true and what's not. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. That Obama ad, where a steelworker implies his wife's death from cancer was because Romney yanked his health insurance. Or the Romney ad that says the president is gutting the work requirements from welfare. Or the other Obama ad implying Mitt Romney is hiding tax returns, showing he paid much less than he lets on. How do you know if any of it's true? How about a political truth app? CBS's Barry Bagnato found a couple of them.
Jennifer Hollett is co-founder of Super PAC app, a free app about to be launched to help voters separate fact from fiction.
Pull out your iPhone, fire up our app, hold it to the TV set. You'll find out who's behind it, how much money is behind it, more information on the claims being made.
A new website, reactvid.com, rates claims and ads as true, false, or ambiguous and provides links for you to fact check yourself.
Ah, yes. That's what we all want to know, right? The truth behind the claims. But in fact, that's only what we say we want to know. There are several books. My favorite one is called The Believing Brain by Michael Shermer, which demonstrate that we tend to believe stuff without knowing or even caring why. And despite the familiar retort that says facts are stubborn things, the fact is that facts are malleable. And in fact, it's beliefs that are the stubborn things. Politics is less and less about trying to persuade people to change their minds and more about turning out the voters who already like you. And when possible, discouraging or turning away the voters who don't like you. And what's actually true has very little to do with it. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.